Hello, everybody. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and welcome to your weekly wellness roundup. We are so happy to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Are you happy to be here?
Delighted. Monday mornings, I know it's Friday when you're listening to this, but we record on a Monday. I love waking up on a Monday morning. It's my favourite thing to do.
Is it?
Yeah. Get to hang out with you, go to work, see James, come to the studio. I love it. I love my job and I love Mondays. Who am I today? She's freaking out because I'm in a good mood. She doesn't like it. She's bamboozled and confused.
You are a lot today.
I'm throwing you, aren't I?
I don't know what to do with you. Should I just go with it?
You just enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah. How long is it going to last?
3 days. It's just 3 days while I'm mid-cycle, and then it all goes to pot after that. Interrupting this episode very quickly to let you know about our book.
It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out now.
It's a one-stop shop to self-care, and it features only the very best of what Nicole and I have learned in 4 years of being in the trenches of the wellness world.
And it has loads of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing,
not one practice in the book will cost you a penny, but every practice in the book is going to help improve your mental health and your well-being.
It's out now and the link is in our show notes. This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm used to on a Monday morning when we walk to the studio, because we're lucky enough that we can do that. We live near the studio to walk. And you normally sort of have a bit of a moan from the weekend and you're normally ranting about something or other over the weekend. And I am. We do that together.
I'd call it a weekend debrief.
A weekend rant.
Slash Karen moan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally all of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
But today, you are, it's as if someone has like brushed your tail and you've just been groomed and it is just, you are wagging and you are happy and you are like on top of the world.
Thank you for making me sound like a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you've had a lot of sex this weekend.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, I feel like you've had a lot of dog treats this weekend. What with the grooming and the tail? Anyway, we're going to bring you wellness trends, TikTok, no Gwyneth this week.
So you're not confirming or denying?
TV, film and podcast recommendations, gossip, what's going up?
What's going down?
That's the one.
Was there a lot of things going up this weekend? I mean, something's happened this weekend. Yeah, I reckon Clubbers, she's had a lot of sex.
Speculate at will.
What else would explain it?
Well, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. We're waiting, yeah.
I'm telling you, you're going to laugh at me. You're going to laugh at me so much.
All right, this is a safe space. You can tell me anything. Go on. I have my non-judgmental head on.
The children. Okay, I got some AirPods for my birthday. That was quite exciting because I've like come into the 21st century.
Yeah.
So that is number one.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
The children joined me up to our family Spotify Premium. So I didn't know that everyone else in the family has Spotify Premium family sharing, but no one included me in the family.
Oh, Lauren.
It's okay, because I didn't really know what it was. So
it's just Spotify.
Yeah, so
you're on one account.
Last night, they joined me to it.
Yeah.
And I just got really excited. And then the children couldn't really understand how I didn't understand how to navigate Spotify properly. Like, I was 85. And I got really excited. And then, found Rema, you know, the Afro Beats guy. I found him on Spotify. And then I did some kitchen dancing. And then Ollie videoed it, which was a bit embarrassing. He says he's keeping it for collateral for the rest of his life. But I just got really excited by Spotify Premium family sharing. I was like, what do you mean? You can just find any song? They were like, yup, any song. I was like, what about Rema?
You are joking.
I'm not joking.
You are joking.
I'm not joking.
You are a podcaster.
I know.
You are in a content spec. You didn't know about Spotify.
I didn't know
we're
about
actually
it.
On Spotify.
No, I didn't know about Spotify.
We have
Spotify.
Actually had meetings with Spotify. We regularly email with Spotify.
But I never engage with Spotify. I don't actually engage with it as a kind of user thing because I didn't really like get it. And they were like, Mum, put in anything. And then I was like, put in my book. See if it's there. They put it in. I was like, press play. And there you were talking about the boundaries chapter on Spotify. It was cool.
What do you mean? The book shouldn't be on... Hold on. The book shouldn't be on Spotify.
Yeah, the audio version. It is. Totes.
Our audio version is on Spotify.
It is, yeah.
The whole thing.
You see there, I found it. No, you have to buy it. You have to buy it.
Oh, for you.
It was only a taster.
Ah, okay.
And there you are on the taster reading about boundaries. I was like, this is cool.
Yes, it's your book. We wrote it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's what's put me in a good mood. Spotify. Premium family sharing.
What a shame it wasn't lots of sex.
I told you you'd laugh at me.
I'm taken aback. Totally. I'm totally taken aback. Because
they were like, Mum, you can listen to anything.
You're a podcaster.
And Mum, look, here are the lyrics. I was like, what?
James, help
they
me
were
out
like,
here.
Mum, look, you can see the lyrics. And then I was like looking at all like the lyrics. I was getting really excited. I was reading all the lyrics to Ray.
How have you listened to music?
Well, I don't really. I don't bother.
What do you mean you don't bother?
I don't listen to music. You know I don't. I only listen to the radio. I love radio. Radio is my favourite thing. So I get all my content from the radio. I love a schedule.
Okay.
Zach's shown me how to make a playlist.
I can't.
Listen, cannot. This is a whole new world to me.
I cannot. I don't know what to say.
Be happy that I've joined the 21st century.
What else don't you know? That's what I'm now concerned about. Have you heard of YouTube?
Have you heard of YouTube?
I should probably still using Napster.
What's Napster? I'm still using dial-up internet. Remember that?
Right, we're going to get onto some wellness trends because I don't know what to say.
Come on, bring it.
Pilates 2.0.
Yes.
A new iteration of Pilates. I don't know how my sister's going to feel about this. She's a Pilates instructor.
Well.
And she is very into classical Pilates. And she says that if it is not classical Pilates, it is not proper Pilates because it is not how Joseph Pilates intended it to be.
I totally understand and respect that, but I found out about this over the weekend and I don't want to get you excited because we all know I don't like exercise, but I was like, everything it said, I was like, aha.
What? As in it's...
Well, shall I read it to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it is a whole new iteration of Pilates. It's a fast-paced, even you might like this, 45-minute mashup of cardio, strength and Pilates. It mixes periods on the reformer machine with intervals on a rower or a bike, plus weights. In other words, it's cardio strength and Pilates, but with no pause. So the classes bridge the gap between high impact intensity and Pilates. And they keep the intensity high and try and give you the most bang for your buck. And it's for like anyone. So people who are playing a lot of recreational sports and they've got like fatigue and niggles and high rep injuries. And people are asking, and you are one of those people, how can I continue training at high intensity without the impact? And these are new classes. So you like raise your heart rate, you tax your muscles, but it's not so high impact and nothing gets overtrained. Slower than HIIT, but more intense than Pilates.
Faster than Pilates.
Yes.
I like it.
And it's efficient for the time poor. So instead of having to build a run and weight training and stretching into your routine, one class ticks off the whole thing. Thoughts, feelings?
I'm actually going to send this straight to my sister.
Okay.
Because I want her thoughts and feelings on it.
Okay.
It sounds great. I struggle with Pilates.
I know you do.
I know how good it is for me and how much I need it.
But you find it a bit boring.
I actually don't find it boring. I find it very hard.
It is hard.
And I find it very slow. Mm. And I am terrible with anything slow. So
I
that's
know.
No, it's nothing on Pilates, but it is just not my exercise of choice. So what this is saying is that it is basically a fast version of Pilates.
And for me, I do like Pilates and I like the fact it's slow and it's not high impact and it's not like a HIIT class, but it would mean for me, if I did it, that I could actually do a bit of the other stuff whilst also kind of still doing Pilates and not really noticing that I'm at a class where I have to do.
Well, you would notice that you're at a class.
But it would be done in 45 minutes, finished.
Yeah. Well, that is, listen, that's the beauty of HIIT, isn't it? That it's done and it's efficient and it's quick.
I don't know. Is that the beauty of HIIT?
Yes,
I know nothing about
HIIT. You've done a lot of HIIT. We've done it one. Well, not a lot. I mean,
I have in my sleep.
We did it together.
Oh, when we went to the gym.
Yeah.
I just call that gym. I don't know the difference.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to exercise.
But listen, I feel, let me just say, my interest is peaked at this.
Where are they doing this?
It's only in a couple of places. It's coming to places, I believe, in Bristol, Leeds and London, not quite yet. Or maybe there is a place.
We need to do this. If it's piqued your interest, is it just piqued your interest because it's nowhere near you?
Well.
Oh, it's in Bristol. I'm really interested in it, but it's in Bristol.
No, there are definitely going to be classes in London. So let's see.
I love it.
Okay.
I think it's good. It sounds good. I think it gets more people into Pilates that wouldn't necessarily be the Pilates types. And according to my sister, and I do believe her, Pilates is for absolutely anyone can benefit from Pilates.
Yes. Ding.
Ding.
Where's our bells? Oh my God. What are you gonna do to get some service round here, James? He's coming with the bells and the whistles. Thank you, James. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you kindly. Let's end it with a Let's talk about what's going up.
I feel like I didn't need to come today. It's fantastic.
You did.
You are so on it.
You did need to come today because it's like ant without deck. It's like salt without pepper.
Ah, you're taking that from my birthday post.
I am, yeah. What a sweet little post that was.
Oh, did you like that?
I did, yeah.
It's true though, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on.
You're the salty one. Not today, though.
You're definitely the peppery one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true. Yeah. I'm salty, you're peppery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a kick up my arse, haven't I?
Well, I'm a bit salty.
Yeah, you are a bit salty, but you are not salty today. Today you are just in flow.
Just a fucking delight.
And I love it.
Come on, what's going up?
Lip balm. I have noticed this.
Have you?
I have noticed this because I have daughters.
Yes.
And they're obsessed with Sephora.
Yes.
And they're obsessed with Space NK.
Well, the Humble Lip Balm is the Fash Pack's latest status symbol. The lip balm has TikTok view counts of more than 5 billion. That's a lot for lip balm, right? It's just lip balm. Space NK, where you've been, reports...
Have you not been there?
Not this week. Reports that sales of lip treatments are up 179%.
Wow. It's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. There's a brand called Summer Fridays. That seems to be the one that all the kids are using. That's sales of that have gone up by 876%. I bet that's the one your kids are using. No. There's even, your kids will love this. There's a mobile phone case they've made by Rode, R-H-O-D-E. And on the back of the phone case, there's like a molded plastic bit where one of the lip balms sits, like slots into the back of the phone case. So you're never without your lip balm and your phone together in one bit.
Love that.
Yeah, cute.
Love that.
But they're expensive, right?
Well, the one I bought was £12. I wish I could remember
what
it was.
That's amazing.
It was a gloss, though.
Okay. So
this wasn't. This was from Space NK. This was also about £12,
£15. That's very good. That's very good. Sizzly's is £66.
No.
La Mer is £62.
No. I'm sorry. I think it's the same as like mascara. You do not need to spend a lot of money to get a good quality mascara. And in fact, The best mascara Maybelline. I've ever had is Maybelline.
For sure.
It's the best one.
The best.
And I've had them all. I've had Chanel. I had the Yves Saint Laurent. I've had Charlotte Tilbury. Lancome I used to use for years.
Too.
And they all clog and they all drop. And this is the best one.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Also, dermatologists have said that it is the equivalent of burning a £50 note, that all you need is something simple, rich in ceramides, beeswax and
this
shea
is for
butter.
The lip balm again.
Yeah, yes. And they can be found in the Isle of Sainsbury's. I will tell you what I use, have always used and will always use. I'm going to get it. I've got it in my bag.
Is it Nivea?
Yeah, it fucking is. Where is it? Find it. Do I have it? No, it's in my other handbag. It's Nivea, the rose balm. It smells incredible. It's slightly sheer pink. I love it. I also have a little berry one and I also have the one for the sun. And it's about £3. The best lip balm.
I think there's certain things in life that you do not need to spend money on.
And lip balm is one of them.
And you know what else is another one?
What?
Jeans.
Agreed.
Snails.
They are going up, 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 crawling slowly up the wall of life.
Okay. What's happening?
There was a Prada fashion show.
Do you eat snails?
I actually don't like snails. Ollie does. He loves them. He had them on Friday night. And all the kids tried them. And I was so impressed at them trying them and tasting something new. And they were all like, yeah, it's okay. Don't love it, but it's fine. But I don't eat them. Do you eat them?
No.
Not into it. On the Prada Spring Summer 2024 show, there was slime, actual slime dripping from the catwalk. And the whole world has got snails on the brain. Hoodies, necklaces, there's jewellery, there's even teapots that are celebrating snails.
The whole world has snails on the brain.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. Funny you say that. I've not stopped thinking about snails all weekend.
Well, Ollie ate them only on Friday. So it's happening.
I was joking.
Oh.
I haven't thought about snails.
Lescargot is becoming a hotspot again.
Oh.
And don't forget skincare.
Why? Why are they such a big thing? Is this going to be like the new mushrooms?
Maybe. But what have we got at home?
We've got snail mucin moisturiser, which we haven't used because it sounds disgusting. And I don't want to put snail, whatever mucin. That is, on my face. Is that the slime?
Yeah, it's from the cult Korean beauty brand COSRX. And it is one of the biggest TikTok things is this snail mucin. And you and I both have a bottle and we haven't used it. And we are going to. We're going to get on that snail trail. You don't want to get on the snail trail.
No, I don't need to put snail mucin all over my face. Maybe I do.
I think you actually do because the reviews are phenomenal. The reviews are phenomenal. It's the thing.
That with your LED wands, I mean, you're going to be good to go. We're going to come in here next week looking like we are 20-year-olds.
Yes. Tell you the last thing that's going up this week.
A 90s perm?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Now.
You know what?
Yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah.
It is about time. That the perm made a comeback.
Do you like a perm?
I don't like a perm. And I think that they never quite got perms right.
Mm. Mm. So this is a messy perm. Think like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman or John Bon Jovi in 1984. Yeah, That's what I'm going for today.
Yeah, yeah.
John Bon Jovi in the 80s. That's my hair. That's what I'm channeling today. George Northwood, who is a celeb hairstylist, he says there's been an increased demand for the shaggy super, which is like the supermodel shaggy perm look of the 90s.
I never understood why they didn't ever bring out perms with the same solution, but just in a different treatment, like with big rollers. Because the perms were always done on really little rollers,
tight,
weren't they?
Little rollers, yeah.
And so then you had to like... But why didn't they just do them on big rollers? I never understood this, and I should have just probably created something myself.
You totally should have
done. So then you have a soft wave, a permanent soft wave.
Why didn't you create that in your heyday? You could have been known as like the perm guru, Nicole Goodman.
I know.
Could have been like
the soft perm.
They could have called it like the Nicole. It would have been a look.
Yeah. I'm loving that.
It's too late now.
The soft singer, because that was my
maiden name. Oh my God. Well, you've missed the fucking boat.
Well, now I've just aired it out in public forums and someone's going to nick it. Maybe George Northwood, whatever his name
is. Also, I've never had a perm because I have curls, natural, which I've done 90s style today.
I don't think yours is 90s style.
I don't. It's feeling kind of John Bon Jovi living on a prayer.
No.
No?
No. I don't think so.
No. No.
I think it's more current.
No Tommy used to work on a doc vibes going on with my hair today.
And if you came in. With the whole 90s thing going on.
Yeah.
I think I might have said something.
Would you?
Well, I don't know what I would have said.
You would have said, hey, you're looking kind of 90s today.
I'm like, what's with your hair? It's all 90s.
Okay. Well, that's what's going on.
Or I would have just started singing Living on a Prayer.
I'd love it if you started singing that. Tell me what's going down in the world.
Barbie Pink. Yeah. I'm not sorry to see this go.
I'm over it.
Even Margot Robbie didn't count on having to pull off the Barbiecore aesthetic for this long.
Poor woman. She's still at the awards shows in Barbiecore. Her stylist must be sick to death of it now.
Well, she doesn't have to, does she?
I mean, it's kind of that. Still rolling. You're in Barbie Pink today. Yeah.
Look.
You're doing Barbiecore aesthetic today. Yeah. Even the heart earrings are quite Barbie. In fact, they're totally Barbie.
Are they?
Yeah. That's her motif, is a heart. It's on all the boxes. Okay.
Well, then I am rocking it.
Yeah.
You know what? The sun was out. I just need to not put on black.
I hear you.
You know,
yeah.
But I am in the Barbie pink. And also my manicurist did my nails all Barbie-fied and I can't wait to get them off.
Okay, but it's going down. So can we like, you know, ease out of it now?
Should I get undressed?
Yeah, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Spas and saunas are apparently also going down. Mm. That feels sad. Mm. It's all about the hammams now.
Well, oh,
there's
yeah.
a massive difference.
Apparently there is.
Well, they're just steam rooms, aren't they? Sidestep the swanky spa and put a pin in the Scandi-style sauna because the new and ancient place to find your chill is at the local hammam or Turkish baths with a rich history that can be traced back to the Roman and something eras.
Byzantine.
Long before goop was a thing, hammams are a perfect place to combine self-care with a good scrub. UK bathing rituals are coming with newly opened the HVN in London, pronounced Haven, which offers a high-tech take on the classic steam experience. Okay.
It's a thing, apparently.
It's not new.
No, it's ancient.
They've got an amazing hammam spa at the Ned.
Have they?
Yeah. Amazing. And when you stay in a really good hotel, they often have a hammam spa. Mm. We stayed at a good hammam spa in Mallorca last September.
Well, it looks like I'm headed to Istanbul in June and I am going to check out the actual Turkish baths in Turkey because my friend often goes with her husband and you go to the men's ones and the women's ones and then you meet up after. And I am down for this.
But I always think that's a bit of a shame because if I'm going away on a weekend with my husband, I don't really want to go separately. I want to sit in the steam room with him.
I know what you mean, but I think an hour away, I'll be fine with that, having a good scrub down by a Turkish local. And then,
but then that's going to be another treatment. What I'm saying is when you go into a hammam spa, there aren't just people standing at the side ready to scrub you down. Doesn't really, that's not how it goes. You go into a steam room, there's a big like Roman bath in the middle, isn't there?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to an actual hammam or like a genuine one.
I think you have.
Have I?
Yeah, they're not that. Well, you have. Well, I've been to loads.
I haven't been to one in Turkey.
I haven't been to Turkey.
Right. I'm very excited for that.
It'll be great. But it doesn't mean that maybe they're coming up. I don't think saunas should go down because saunas are very good for you.
They're very good for your health, aren't they?
Very, very good for you. And the body shop's going down. This
it
was
is.
Sad. 82 shops are set to close.
Yeah. And it's in profit, you know. It's not actually.
So why
in
are they closing it?
I have no idea. It was in the business section of the Sunday Times yesterday.
I heard it all over the news last week.
And no one really understands why. 500 people are losing their jobs, but it's in profit.
It can't be in profit.
It's in profit. This is what they're saying in the business section. So I do not know the answer as to why.
But why would they shut down? You know, it got sold. And then it got sold again very, very quickly after. So someone bought it.
Right.
Some guy bought it.
Yeah.
And then I think he decided, oh, actually, I don't want it. There was something going on with the infrastructure of the whole company, which maybe he didn't realise. Mm. And then he sold it again really quickly. And now they're just getting rid of it.
This is always the problem with things that are no longer a family business. Like after Anita Roddick died, who's going to care as much about the body shop as she did? You know,
well,
she was a pioneer.
Also, skincare has moved on vastly since it first opened.
When's the last time you went into a body shop?
Well, about 3 years ago, my daughter was obsessed with the body shop.
Right.
When she was, how old is she now? She's 13. So when she was about 10, she was obsessed.
Yeah.
So we were going in there and I bought her a little voucher for Christmas and she loved it before she's now into Sephora and Space NK.
Yeah, hello. Sol de Janeiro.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It's not cheap, the body shop.
Do you remember when we were younger, the kiwi lip balm in the little glass pot, it was like the thing. And the white musk perfume. Did you wear that?
I remember the white musk perfume. Of course I do.
It was iconic.
It was. It really was.
I wonder if they still sell that. Do you know if they do?
I have no idea.
I'd love to smell that now.
Well, you go. There's one in Brent Cross before it closes down.
I might go and have a look.
Is it going to be online?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I really remember feeling like the fucking bomb with that kiwi lip balm when I was about 9. That was the best thing ever.
Oh, what a shame.
It is a shame.
What a loss to the high street, I have to say.
Yeah.
Right, can we talk about podcasts now?
Yeah.
I've been listening to Who Trolled Amber? It's Tortoise Media's new six-part podcast.
Yes.
Presented by their head investigator, Alexi Mostras.
My second husband.
Love.
My second husband.
He's actually not your second husband.
He might be. You don't know.
Be unlikely. I think he's married.
So am I. That's why I said second. I'm a big fan of Alexi Mostras. He's a very smart man.
He is a smart man and he makes a great podcast.
He sure does.
And he's a great journalist.
And he's not bad to look at.
Anyway, it's about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. It's not really about their trial. Mm. It's about what went on online behind the scenes of this massive trial. Mm-hmm. And how she got trolled on social media, and was that responsible for how the hearing went?
Yes.
And what the result was.
Yes.
And it's very interesting, and I've listened to two episodes, mm-hmm. and I am in.
Great!
I'm really in. It's really great. Tortoise Media also did a podcast, remember Sweet Bobby?
Of course, best podcast of last year.
We had Alexi, I think it was 2 years ago now.
Yeah, he came on our show.
He came on our show to talk about it because we were so obsessed with it.
We coaxed him in.
It was fantastic.
It was.
And then we met him at the podcast awards, he was a lovely guy. Yeah. He went home empty-handed like we did. That was real. He should not have gone home empty-handed.
No, he really shouldn't have done.
That was 2 years ago. Anyway, and now he's come out with Who Trolled Amber, and it's great.
What I didn't know, and I will listen, but there are actually troll farms and troll factories like in Mexico and Thailand and the Middle East. People are paid to post particular types of content and there are bot factories where people retweet and reshare. So you can basically pay like a couple of grand.
They have this software that just churns out hundreds of thousands of posts.
I mean, this is fake crazy, bot accounts. Right?
Of course.
So it's like a few grand and you can bankroll this campaign of false information, which means nothing you're seeing is real.
And
ever.
Also, if people are going to be swayed by all of this trolling and all of this opinion on Amber Heard, like the question is that runs through this podcast, what else are we being fed?
At the American election?
Right. So what else are we actually, what are our own thoughts or what are we, he said, because he asked some of his friends, really, you know, clever, intelligent people who are up to date in the media. And he said, what do you know about Amber Heard? And they were like, oh, she's mad.
Yes.
And he's like, okay, so what's that based on? They were like, well, I don't know.
Yes. Do you know what? It's funny you say that because at the time I remember chatting to my dad quite a lot about this and he had some very strong opinions about Amber Heard. And I thought, my dad is 70. Like, he has no interest in this woman. Where is this coming from? My dad spends a lot of time on Facebook. And I'm telling you.
Does he spend a lot of time on Twitter?
Yes.
It was mainly on Twitter.
Well, that is where he must have been fed all this stuff from. And then you start to think, what are my thoughts and what are the thoughts that I'm actually being fed?
What am I being fed?
That's scary.
And how it can play a role in politics, in elections, in war, in all of it. It's actually so dangerous.
I hate social media.
I know you do.
It's an evil.
Well, there are really, really evil sides to it, but there are some real positives to it. You've just got to be very careful and very bounded about how you use it.
So this is definitely going to be my new favourite podcast.
You haven't listened to it yet.
Doesn't matter. Does he narrate it?
He does.
Then I'm in.
What if he listens to this show?
Hi, Alexi. Hope you're well. Love you. Can I bring you a book? Can I bring you a book, please?
We were talking about flirting before, weren't we?
We were, yeah.
Because we walked in and James's aftershave sort of wafted backwards.
I didn't smell it.
And I've got cold, as you can hear. And I could smell it. And he was wearing new trainers. And I said to him, James, are you flirting with us? Because you've got lovely aftershave on. And you show, he goes, they're not new trainers. They're old trainers. And I'm like, and I bet if you wanted to flirt, because James is a very charismatic guy.
He is.
So if you wanted to flirt with us, which by the way, he does not
at all, because
he looked at me like I was fucking mad.
Yeah.
I said, I bet you would be a really good flirt.
He's like, if I flirted with you, you'd know about it.
If I flirted with you about it, you'd be getting divorced, is what he said.
Oh, that was a delight.
And then Lauren said, I'm a terrible flirt. I make it really obvious. I basically just go up to someone and say, I like you. And I have seen you do that. You did it to someone at our book launch. You did it to someone at a podcast award ceremony, not the same one as Alexi Mostras. I've seen you do it a few times.
To be fair, at the podcast ceremony, I was absolutely 99.999% sure that he was gay.
Doesn't matter. He was still flirting with
him. I really was. And I went full in. And then by the end of it, I suddenly realised he actually wasn't. And then the whole thing took a very different turn.
Oh, it did. Oh, that's right.
Because I was like...
Yes, because you were talking about going on holiday with him.
I was like, this is a safe space. He's a gay guy. It's fine. It's always fun to have a flirt with a gay guy. And no, my gaydar was very off. I missed that memo. And got myself in a pickle, didn't I?
You forgot about that. You did.
And also, he was about 60.
Yeah.
I just say, he was like not far off my dad's age. So it was wrong on every level, every which way. So just need to stop
that
doing
was,
harmless
that was very
flirting
funny.
In
what
public.
What did he say to you where we realised he wasn't gay?
I can't remember because I think I've blocked it out.
And then I said to you, Lauren, you basically spoke about running away with him to go to Italy within the first 20 seconds of talking to him.
I totally did because he was in this loudest suit I have ever seen in my life. Like he was in Panto. He had this huge handlebar moustache and beard. I mean, he was a full-on eccentric podcaster. And I was like, wow, fun times. Really
misled. Yeah, he ended up wanting to have some fun with you and then you.
No, I wasn't really down for the fun. My flirting is utterly harmless. I'm very happily married. I only do it for like the fun, not because I'm actually interested.
Flirting is fun. You know, flirting should be going up.
Yes. Harmless flirting. Can we just say harmless flirting? Because there's a difference between like creepy, not nice, inappropriate flirting and then just like harmless flirting. Different.
Creepy flirting.
You know what I mean?
It's not flirting, it's just creepy.
Okay. Yeah. So
I don't think I've been flirted with in a really, really long time.
Really?
I don't. Yeah.
I think you have.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I think being chatted up and flirted with are different.
Oh, you think that's different?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I mean, my husband flirts with me sometimes. I quite like that.
I like it when my husband flirts with me.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's like, oh, he's flirting.
Yeah.
And it gives me that little, yeah. I get a bit giggly.
Yeah.
It's nice. He should flirt with me more often.
And my husband does a lot of innuendos.
Does
That's
he?
His favourite thing to do.
Like yeah. what?
Oh, like absolutely anything. Like I'll say, I think I'm going to make some stewed plums because, you know, they're a bit soft and he'll be like, I'll show you some stewed plums, that sort of thing.
Is that his flirting?
Yeah, that's it. It's crude. Yeah, it goes down that end. I don't mind. I quite like it.
My husband touches my bum a lot when he's flirting.
That, okay.
No, like he'll, like if I'm in the kitchen, he'll come up and he'll stroke
That's
my
fine.
Bum.
That would be inappropriate to a stranger, is what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't call that harmless flirting.
No, that's between a married couple.
Yes, that's fine.
Sometimes you can think that someone is trying to flirt with you when they're actually just being friendly.
In the case of me, no, because I'm so oblivious to pretty much everything all the time. Unless you came
you
up to me
not
and honked
you,
my bosoms, I wouldn't notice you if you were flirting with me or not.
I have been at a dinner table with you before yeah. when someone was flirting with you and you were not oblivious to that.
Then it must have been fairly obvious because I'm pretty oblivious to most
you're
things.
Not. You're not.
I feel like I am.
I don't think you are oblivious to a lot of things, but you're not oblivious to someone flirting with
Spotify
you.
Spotify for a start. Can I bring you a book recommendation, please? It's brand new and we haven't bought one for ages. I'm bringing it anyway. And I think you'd actually really like it. It's called Green Dot and it's by Madeline Gray and it's this year's Sorrow and Bliss, so they say.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in
I'm
now,
in.
Aren't you?
I'm
okay.
in. I'm in.
It's a bit like Fleabag. Okay, come on, you're loving it.
Oh, I miss Fleabag. Why can't they do another series
Fleabag
of Fleabag?
Was so
that
good.
Would like make my year.
So it is the story of Hera. She's in her mid-20s and she meets Arthur, who works with her. He's older than her. He's also married. But
is he a priest?
No, he is the source of much needed sustenance and she falls into this workplace romance that consumes her. It's very funny. It's very moving. It's very smart. It is about the allure of wanting something that promises nothing. And it's supposed to be...
That's funny, isn't it? Mm. You're talking about flirting.
So there you go. There's
that.
My book recommendation.
Love it. Okay. I think that's our episode. I think we should wrap this up.
Beautiful. It's been fun. I've learned a lot about you, the world, wellness.
Spotify.
I've really... Yeah, it's been great.
Okay. We will be back on Monday.
Monday.
With a Mother's Day special.
Yeah.
We're talking about motherhood, a day after Mother's Day. But you know what? It's okay because we're still in the Mother's Day
mindset. the Mother's Day mindset. Yeah, we'll have had breakfast in bed. Our children will have bought us flowers, none of those things.
Do you do Mother's Day?
Yeah, I do Mother's Day. But I'm actually going to be at a wedding this Mother's Day, so I won't be home for my children to adore me and regale me with gifts.
Do they do that?
They're quite good.
Are they?
Bad. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back next week.
Have a lovely weekend, everybody.